Hello.
Hi, hello. My name is Jennifer from Opinion Research. We are conducting a public opinion survey on state and national issues. Are you registered to vote as a Republican in Maryland?
Yes.
Thank you. Your answers are confidential and your opinions are very important to the success of this survey. How likely are you to vote in the Maryland Republican primary election for U.S. Senate in a couple of weeks? Definitely will vote, likely to vote, may or may not vote, or will not vote?
Definitely.
I am going to read you the names of several individuals. After I mention each name, I would like you to tell me if you recognize that person. If you do, I would like you then to tell me to whether you have a favorable, unfavorable, or neutral opinion of that individual. The first name I have is Robin Ficker. Do you recognize that name?
Yes.
Okay. Do you have a favorable, unfavorable, or neutral opinion of that person?
Favorable.
Would that be very favorable or somewhat
yes.
favorable?
Very, very favorable.
Okay. How about Chris Chafee?
Don't recognize that name.
Okay. All right. What about Larry Hogan?
I recognize the name.
Okay, and do you have a favorable, unfavorable, or neutral opinion about that person?
Unfavorable.
Okay, would that be very unfavorable or somewhat unfavorable?
Somewhat.
Thank you so much. Do you recognize the name of Donald Trump? If so, do you have a favorable, unfavorable, or neutral opinion of that person?
I do recognize the name and favorable.
Okay, would that be very favorable or somewhat?
Yes. Very favorable.
I appreciate it. If the May 2024 Republican primary election for United States Senate were held today, for whom would you vote? Robin Ficker, Larry Hogan, Chris Chafee, or someone else?
The first person.
Ficker? Robin Ficker?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Do you support or oppose U.S. aid to Ukraine?
I oppose it.
Okay. Would that be somewhat opposed or strongly opposed?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Do you support or oppose the U.S. aid to Israel?
Support it.
Strongly or somewhat support?
You said support to Israel, correct?
That's right.
Yes, yes. Strongly support. Yes.
Thank you so much. Now, when you are deciding to, who to vote for, how important are the following issues to you? Very important, somewhat important, not too important, or not at all important. The first issue I have is securing and protecting our southern border.
Very important.
Thank you. Economy issues like inflation, family budget, and debt.
Very important.
Okay. Being a candidate who supports Donald Trump.
Can you repeat that question again?
Yes, of course. Yes. Being a candidate who supports Donald Trump.
Okay. Yes, I do. I support him. Uh-huh.
All right. Is that an issue that is very important, somewhat important, not too important, or not at all important to you?
Very important that he's my candidate.
Thank you. Energy independence for this country.
Very important.
Okay. Job creation and economic development.
Very important.
I appreciate it. Now I'm going to read you a bit of information about U.S. Senate candidate Robin Ficker. After each, please tell me if this information makes you more likely or less likely to vote for him, or if it makes no difference to you. The first statement that I got is, Robin Ficker says he's running for Senate to fight for conservative Republican values. Does this make you more or less likely to vote for Ficker, or does not make any difference to you?
More likely.
Much more likely or somewhat more likely?
Much more likely.
Thank you. Robin Ficker is a strong supporter of Donald Trump. As a Senator, Robin Ficker will actively help President Trump enact his agenda. Does this make you more likely or less likely to vote for Speaker, or does not make any difference to you?
Doesn't make a difference.
Okay. No effect, okay? Robin Speaker will use his position as U.S. Senator to fight to secure our southern border. Does this make you more likely or less likely to vote for Speaker, or does not make any difference to you?
More likely.
Much more likely or somewhat more
much,
likely?
Much more likely, yes.
I appreciate it. Now I'm going to read you a bit information about U.S. Senate candidate Larry Hogan. After each, please tell me if this information makes you more likely or less likely to vote for him, or if it makes no difference to you. Larry Hogan is a strong opponent of Donald Trump. Hogan is doing everything he can to stop President Trump. Does this make you more likely or less likely to vote for Hogan, or does not make any difference to you?
Less likely.
All right. Will that be somewhat less likely or much less likely?
Much.
Thank you. Larry Hogan says he's running for Senate not to serve one party, but to stand up for both parties. Does this make you more or less likely to vote for Hogan, or it does not make any difference to you?
Doesn't make a difference.
All right. No effect. As a governor, Larry Hogan locked down business, schools, and other activities during much of the pandemic, while other Republican governors kept their states open. Does this make you more or less likely to vote for Hogan, or does not make any difference to you?
Less likely.
Much less or somewhat less likely?
Much.
Much yeah. less likely. Alrighty, thank
yep.
you. I'd like to ask you once again, if the May 2024 Republican primary election for United States Senate were held today, for whom would you vote? Robin Speaker, Larry Hogan, Chris Chaffee, or someone else?
Robert.
Robin Speaker?
Robert Speaker, yes. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Generally, would you describe yourself as a moderate Republican or as a conservative Republican?
I would say moderate.
Thank you. The last few questions are for statistical purposes only, and I will assist you as great. I'm sorry. The last few questions are for statistical purposes only, and it will assist us greatly in analyzing your responses. Into which of the following age groups do you fall? 18 to 39, 40 to 49, 50 to 59, or 60 or older?
60 or older just turned.
Oh, okay. Well, happy yes. late birthday.
Thank you.
And just to confirm your gender?
Female.
I appreciate it. These were all the questions that I had for you today. I thank you so much, and I hope you enjoy the rest of your day.
I thank you for doing this. Thank you for your time.
My pleasure. Bye-bye.
Okay, have a good, you too. Bye.